The 1953 pilot episode of The Sad Story of Henry, based on the Railway series by Reverend W. Awdry, is one of the most elusive pieces of lost media in television history. While many are familiar with the 1984 adaptation of The Sad Story of Henry from the popular children's TV show Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, few are aware that a black-and-white pilot was produced over 30 years earlier in 1953. The episode has since disappeared, becoming a mysterious chapter in the legacy of Thomas the Tank Engine. This is Land of the Lost, The Sad Story of Henry. The origins of The Sad Story of Henry come from the Railway series, a set of books written by Reverend W. Awdry, first published in 1945. Awdry's charming yet moralistic tales about anthropomorphized trains on the fictional island of Sodor gained popularity, and by the early 1950s, there were talks of adapting the stories for television. In 1953, a production company took on the task of creating a pilot episode based on The Sad Story of Henry, one of the first stories in the Railway series. However, unlike the colorful stop-motion techniques and advanced models used in the later series, this adaptation was a rudimentary live-action version, with real model trains filmed on an elaborate miniature set. The 1953 production of The Sad Story of Henry was a pioneering effort in adapting children's books for television. This early attempt used a combination of live-action models and puppetry, common for children's television in the early 1950s. Model trains were used to depict the characters from Awdry's books, including Henry, who famously refuses to leave the tunnel to avoid ruining his paint in the rain. The narration for the pilot was performed by Julia Lang, a popular BBC radio presenter of the time. However, the production was plagued with technical difficulties. The model trains often derailed, and the crew found it challenging to keep the scenery consistent. The clunky special effects and the basic sets reportedly caused frustration for the producers, who struggled to capture the magic of Awdry's books. What made the pilot particularly memorable, and possibly part of the reason it never saw a full broadcast, was the dark nature of the story. In The Sad Story of Henry, after Henry refuses to come out of the tunnel, the Fat Controller, later renamed Sir Topham Hatt, punishes him by bricking him up inside. The bleakness of the ending, where Henry is left isolated and sad, struck a jarring tone for some early test audiences. Though Reverend Awdry's stories often carried moral lessons, the starkness of Henry's punishment proved unsettling for television viewers in the 1950s. Concerns over the suitability of the story for children, combined with the poor technical quality, led the pilot to be shelved. Plans for a full series adaptation were abandoned, and the footage of the pilot was stored away by the production company. After its shelving, the 1953 Sad Story of Henry pilot seemingly vanished. In the 1980s, when the Thomas the Tank Engine TV series became a global success, rumors began to surface of the lost 1953 pilot. Over the years, fans and historians have scoured television archives in an attempt to locate the episode, but no substantial evidence of the pilot has been found. Some speculate that the master reel may have been destroyed in a BBC archive purge during the 1960s or misplaced when the production company closed its doors in the late 1950s. Others believe that a private collector may still hold the footage in their possession. Despite the 1953 pilot's disappearance, its existence has become an integral part of the folklore surrounding Thomas the Tank Engine. Reverend W. Awdry was reportedly disappointed by the failure of the pilot, but continued to champion the idea of adapting his stories for television. His perseverance eventually paid off in 1984, when Britt Allcroft successfully brought Thomas the Tank Engine to the small screen, using advanced model train technology to bring the characters to life. The 1953 pilot remains one of the most sought-after pieces of lost television history, a tantalizing relic of a time when children's television was still in its infancy. If discovered, the footage would offer a fascinating glimpse into the early days of model-based storytelling and a unique chapter in the history of Thomas the Tank Engine.